My friends, and welcome back to another fantastic episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. This is show number 138, and I'm your Chris. Yes, I am your Chris, your host, the do-it-all person for this show. That their first track this week was Craig Cardiff and his track Running All This Time. He is originally born out of Waterloo, based in Ottawa, Ontario. And there will be links to his Spotify page in the show notes. And if you want to know a little bit about this, this is his first album in 6 years. And it's a 17-track album. And you can go check it out over on the Spotify, and it's being released through TrueNorthRecords.com. So you can go on over there if you want to get yourself a copy of this. All right, awesome stuff. Great start to the show. Not a kicking track, but definitely a good track. Got lots of interesting and different stuff for you this week on the show. So without further ado, we are going to jump into the next pair of tracks.
10 in the evening, I should be leaving. Still in my jumpsuit in bed. On second thought, the party, the small talk and the bubbly. Think I'll stay in. Spending time with my broken heart. vibrant to careless whisper. Maybe it makes me crazy, but I like the way it hurts. Friends are wasted, asking where I've been. They don't know what I know. No. Drinking my feelings won't do a thing, do a thing. When I don't wanna let go. Dancing in the hall with my Jordans on. Everything's a blur. Ooh, does it make me crazy if I like the way it hurts?
Hi, this is Daniel Casavant, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Oh,
So, folks, am I living up to your expectation this week for new original and unheard of tracks before? Yep, and lots of good stuff this week. So, first in that pair of tracks there, we had Amir Brandon. He's from Ottawa and based out of Toronto right now. And this is his debut single, Champagne. This track lands ahead of his forthcoming LP this summer called Lonely Club. This was sent to me from That Eric Elper. And a little bit about this young gent. He's gained early accolades from chart-topping Billboard singer-songwriters like JoJo and is headed to headlining showcases at Canada Music Week and has shared the stage with known famous people like Black Eyed Peas Taboo, and he has more than 2 million streams on YouTube for his stunning takes of R&B greats. He's been heard across CBC, Netflix, Cobra Kai, Disney's PJ Masks, and The Young and the Restless, Spotify's New Music Friday, and way more stuff. He is a first-generation Canadian, born to immigrant parents from the Middle East, and he says he understands the challenges of building upon the dreams from scratch. I also understand the valuable opportunities I've been granted to pursue music in Canada, where comparatively I would not have been possible if my parents had not immigrated. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, and we'll go check out his album when it drops this summer. Definitely go check out the links I'm going to include in the show notes, right? Then, because I like doing things differently, the second band was called Scylla and Rise, and the track is Pandemonium. Their tracks can be found over, I believe, on Spotify. No, I'm going to be linking either to the Bandcamp or the webpage. Because, well, it's pretty awesome stuff. So the band is a mix of a couple of fantastic ladies from Nunavut and a gent from Ottawa. And they are Scylla and he is Rise, and they make amazing music. They're combining beat mixes with traditional throat singing, which is, you know, part of what caught my interest when I listened to the track there and thought, they're Canadian. This is Canadian music. Why the heck not? Let's play it on the show. And hopefully they'll enjoy getting spun on the show and will send me some more of their music, because either one of them I definitely include. But yeah, there's also apparently a video over on YouTube, so maybe I'll include that in the show notes or in the link somewhere so you guys can go check out the video for this fantastic track, right? Awesome stuff. Now let's get the housekeeping out of the way early because, well, I don't want to forget to do it at the end of the show. And it's been one of those weeks where, knowing my luck, I would forget it. So, of course, you can follow us over on our show notes page, and you can get to there by doing Canada. Is that right? Insomniaradio.canada.net. It's one of those days. That will take you to the webpage where you can check out show notes for all the shows. You can also stream the show from that page or download it, or just trust in your podcatcher to grab it from the podcast feed. Then, if you're so inclined, we do have a Twitter. I don't use it nearly often enough, but it's at IR_Canada. You can find us on Facebook by searching for Insomnia Radio Canada. And of course, we have Instagram now, where we have been posting a nice little graphical image with the band names for all the bands we play on each show each week. Even if sometimes I'm a little late getting them up, I do try to include each week. And you can find that over at, and here's a big long one for you, Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast, because all the short stuff was taken. After doing this every week, I'm thinking I need to record this and just have it as a little blurb I can insert into every show, right? Would be so much fun. Even better would be to get somebody to record one of those little thingies and have several different people introducing all of our different little thingies. And our last little site is our Patreon page. Every penny that comes in from Patreon goes right back into the show, helping cover internet costs, electricity costs in the house here, and eventually, once hopefully we get enough donating sponsors over there, we can get up to the point where I can start upgrading stuff, because I know the little MacBook laptop I'm using is not going to last forever. It was secondhand when I got it and is no longer updating its OS, which is a wonderful treat. But you can find us over at patreon.com/IRCanada. And if you join us at the $10 level a month, you get the show You're supposed to get the show two days early, and the last couple of weeks I have been very, very bad. So we're including a few little perks there. There was a mixtape that went out thanks to one of our listeners, Jack, because Jack likes to include fantastic stuff on the show for us. So he did a bunch of his favorite tracks and sent them to us to share on the show with our Patreon feeds. So you have to be a Patreon member to get that, but it went out to all the lovely Patreons. And Jack normally sends us some feedback, but this week it was somebody on our Telegram group called Fat Freddy. So thank you for sending us some feedback about the shows. Episode 136, he says, he enjoyed the show a little more than some recent shows. Highlights for me were first and last tracks. Track one shows Iron Maiden are still alive and kicking it in Canada. Great starter. Track six just grew on me and left me wanting more. The rest of the show was not my usual cup of tea, but more than enough of it to keep my mind from wandering. I'll be listening to 137 before long. And literally, less than 5 hours later, he sent in feedback on 137. Quite different from the last show. Track three kind of Sergeant Pepper laid back, happy to keep going until the fade almost. Track six, a complete cross between Elton John and Billy Joel. Didn't know that was possible. Thank you for another great show. So thank you for sending in some feedback, and hopefully we'll get more feedback from everybody else along the way. Jack did send in a little bit of feedback. If I scroll back a little bit further, he says, show 137. Yeah, I know I missed a couple weeks ago, but I might go back and pick them up later. Pure by Miranda Christie. Sounds like a great country track to me. I enjoyed the message it sends. Although if it's a country track, there are references to trains, mamas are getting drunk. Nothing wrong with the mellow episode. Can't go rocking all the time. Then he says, Jordana of Earth. Hi, okay. This track passed without really hearing it. Not a criticism, just a very relaxing track. Said the Whale. Everything she touches is gold. I'm loving the vibe of this track. Next track, Parks and Rec, A Little Cruel. Easy listening, definitely like the feel of this episode. Then I said, Lisa Richard, Together, country track number. I like this, reminds me of Terry Clark. Curtis LaBelle, Run, Run Away, piano rock. This track has a 70s feel. So thank you to both of you for sending in some feedback about recent shows. And if you wanted to send in some feedback, you can do it through our Telegram chat or Instagram or feedback or wherever one of those tracks you'd like to send it to me on. You can also send me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. And also, if you're a band and want to send me in some feedback or send me your tracks, you can do that. I have a little write-up on the show notes on how I would love to get stuff sent into the show. The best way to do it is actually send me your tracks. Don't send me a link to where you can stream it or, you know, listen to it. Send me the track. Then include your social medias and how I can get a hold of you and why you decided to submit this track to me. So keep that in mind and send me your stuff. And now let's jump into another track. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree. It's the tree that owns itself. They call the Jackson Oak, and I'm absolutely serious. I'm not making a joke when I tell you that it owns itself by a legal deed bestowed by William Jackson around 1820. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree that owns itself. It's the tree. Tree, which met a sad demise in the 1940s, but there's no need to be sad, no need to be forlorn. The
son of the tree that owns himself grew from its dad's acorn. To make this even weirder, to make this all bananas, there's another tree that owns itself down in Alabama.
Aldershot,
Bedford,
Bradford,
Chester,
Cambridge,
Dartmouth,
Dorset,
Oxford,
Lincoln,
Manchester,
London,
Liverpool,
Southampton,
Windsor.
All places that the Canadians have nicked from the British.
And when they're not doing that, one particular Canadian's playing some cracking music.
On Insomnia Radio Canada. They stole London. How dare they?
I do like keeping the variety up on the show whenever possible. So hopefully that filled that ticket there. First, we had Kraken Not Stirred and his track, Tree That Owns Itself. Mike loves sending me these crazy, wacky, very nerdy songs. And we throw them in because they're different, they're fun, and it shakes up the show a little bit, right? Not my favorite track of his, but definitely quirky and interesting. Then we had something that came out back in May. This is Sudbury, Canada's The Ring. They are progressive rock, classic rock metal group, and their track, The Light, which is one of their new singles off of their new album, Project Cypher, there it was, came out May 28th, and they recommend this album for fans of Rush, Fate's Warning, Dream Theater, Queensryche, and the Dead Daisies. So if you like any of those bands, you'll probably like their stuff. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, right? Awesome stuff. Now, more awesome stuff is another podcast I listen to called The Bugcast. This is a show that comes out every Friday. They do a live show at about 9:30 p.m. UK time. So for me, that's usually about 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. And they play a lot of Creative Commons music. So it's definitely new stuff that you probably have not heard. They get a lot of their stuff from over on Jamendo and some other sources, like direct from the musicians and a couple of promoters. But I definitely think you should check this out and add it into your list of stuff to listen to. They do an hour-long show. It is live. There is a chat room on their webpage, which doesn't get used as much as their Telegram group, so you can definitely go check that out. But if you're interested in listening to some more fantastic music from all over the world, you should check out The Bugcast over at thebugcast.org. Right? Awesome. And that would bring me to our last track of the show. And I debated whether or not this would be the last track of the show or the first track of the show or somewhere in the middle. Either way, it has ended up as the last track of the show, and hopefully you guys will think it is a good selection for the end of the show. So this is folk singer-songwriter Brendan Scott Friel. It's a track from his new album, Summer Moons. And the track I believe we are playing is All In. And yeah, hopefully you guys will enjoy this and come back and check us out for more stuff next week, right? Yes, absolutely. Thanks again for tuning in. I look forward to your feedback, and we'll catch you next week. Ciao.
I feel that sting. It's vaguely familiar, like a childhood dream. All feelings and colors, I swear that I've seen those eyes. It feels like a thousand times. Oh no, here I go again. I'm already all in. I'm already all in. I go again. I'm
my friends all about how I could swear this was it. I swear that I've seen in those eyes. Oh no, here I go again. I'm already all in. I'm already all in.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.